What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
I'm delighted to say Stephen Ward is with us to look back at Ireland's 1-0 defeat against Wales last night. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
A little bit disappointed that we still haven't scored. What was your assessment overall on the actual quality of Ireland's play last night?
I think it was a similar performance really to what we've seen over the course of Stephen's tenure. I think it was a good performance. I thought we controlled a lot of the game and just seemed to be, once again, in that final third, we just, whether it's a bit of luck that we need to get the goal or a bit of quality, just doesn't seem to be there. But I think overall, I think Stephen probably said it himself, the desire, the endeavour, and some of the play was really good again. It's obviously the hardest thing to do in football, to put the ball in the back of the net, and it's just that one thing that we're lacking at the minute. And unfortunately, it's been that way for the last couple of games.
You've been in squads where a bunch of players have pulled out and been unavailable through suspension. What's it actually like to play in a team that hasn't played together that much?
Yeah, of course it can be difficult. You know, there's a lot of lads that are very inexperienced at that level. They're coming into the big games and, you know, there's pressure on them to perform, but they're all in there for a reason. They're all good players, I think. You know, you look at some of the lads that came in the other night, Jason Malumbi, had a really positive game. So, you know, Stephen knows these players well from his time with the under-21s as well. And it happens all the time. I think that the main issue that obviously is so different now is we're not only getting players pulling out with injury, but, you know, the COVID situation is something that is really unforeseen and, you know, must be terribly difficult for Stephen as a manager, seeing the amount of pullouts we're getting, having to draft players in. So, you know, that's really not helping the situation. And I know you can say it's the same for every country, but it just seems that Ireland are getting hit that little bit worse than most other nations.
Stephen, you probably sum it up there when it comes to the goal scoring issues. The question of whether it's just missing a little bit of luck or missing the little bit of quality. And the statistics are quite stark now. 8 games for Stephen Kenny, they've scored 1 goal. But going back even further, I was looking, the last 20 competitive games Ireland have played over the last 3 or 4 years, 10 goals, one of them from an attacking player. So when you look at Ireland last night, for all the promising play, it's not like they were bombarding the Wales goal with chances. How do they go about on Wednesday night and into the World Cup qualifiers about creating better opportunities? Like, is it just different players, or does he need to look at the system to make sure that they are creating more opportunities over the course of a game?
Yeah, I agree with what you said there. You know, you look back on the game and it was a positive performance. You wouldn't say the Wales goal, you had too many big saves to make, but we are getting ourselves into positions to create chances, and I think that's a real important thing because, you know, it's not like we're in games where we're not even getting into the final third or we're not getting crosses in. We are getting into positions. I think, you know, when the goals aren't going in, for whatever reason, players maybe aren't arriving in the box maybe when they need to be, the ball's not falling, you know, exactly where you need it to go for someone to put it in the back of the net. And, you know, I've done the game last night with Danny Gabaldon, and he was, you know, saying that Wales haven't been playing particularly well, but for whatever reason, they're always getting a chance that's falling to them and someone's putting it in the back of the net. And that can be a real fine line between when things are going for you and you're playing with confidence, you know, the ball just lands exactly where you need to be and someone's confident enough to put it away. And that's probably just the only little factor that we're missing at the minute, because I think since Stephen has come in, you know, he's obviously tried to change the format, change the way, you know, we approach games and play. And I think on the eye, a lot of the performances have been really good. And you know, it's nice to watch Ireland playing out from the back and playing through the lines and getting into positions. And, you know, it's been a problem, really, since Robbie Keane left. You know, replacing a striker of that calibre and the amount of goals he scored, we were so spoilt having such a player of his quality. You know, it's going to be difficult and it's going to take time for, you know, younger lads to come up and get their opportunity. And sometimes they only need that one goal that might, you know, set them on a trend. And I think at the minute, most people will say we look most dangerous from set pieces when Shane comes up and lads come back. But, you know, there are goals in our team. There are players that are scoring at club level. You know, for whatever reason, that chance or that bit of guile or confidence that they need to do it on the international stage just isn't there at the minute. And hopefully on Wednesday, you know, against a Bulgarian team where the lads will go in, I think, you know, full of confidence to win that game. It's a game I think we believe we can win. I think one result can maybe hopefully turn it on its head and change our fortunes.
Does he have a decision to make, Stephen, on Wednesday around Adam Ida, who is still only 19? It feels as though he's learning on the job in a green jersey. Like, he's started 8 games of senior football in his entire career, and 4 of those have been for Ireland. So he's played very little football. He's very inexperienced. Does he need to go and look at somebody like James Collins, who maybe long-term isn't the plan, who maybe doesn't have the potential of Adam Ida? Is Wednesday night just a needs must, and you get the player who's been there, who's done that in a tough game, and as much as you want to develop Ida, that actually maybe the best thing for him is to take him out of the firing line?
Maybe. Obviously, Stephen will make that decision, but I think, you know, also, I think Adam's played the 2 games since they've come in. You know, it's a lot to keep asking players to keep going, especially at such a young age. And, you know, I was pleased to see him start again last night, because I think sometimes when a young lad comes into the team, you know, if they don't score straight away, especially as a striker, they might see themselves back out. But I think Stephen has shown faith in him. He's given him, you know, experience, and maybe he might feel now that, you know, he'll still be part of the squad. You know, just leave him on the sideline and let him see what other lads can do. And I think James Collins obviously had a relatively good start to the season for Luton. He scored some goals, and, you know, it might be a chance. And in a way, when you're watching Adam, he's given it everything. He's doing well in the games. You're just desperate for him to score, but he's sort of in that position, sort of a little bit by default. It's not really, you know, it's a fast out of such a young lad to come in and perform the way, you know, sort of everyone expects, and expect them to get the goals that we need. So, you know, it'll take time for him, but he's got so much potential that, you know, it's good to see that he is getting this bit of experience so early, and hopefully that'll stand him in good stead. Whether he plays on Wednesday or not, you know, he'll have gained experience over this international camp and over the last few.
The under-21s were beaten last night. Troy Parra comes off the bench in that game. Is there any point in bringing him straight into the senior squad just to be something a little bit different? I know he's been injured a lot recently, and so you want to be very, very careful with that. But even just to have somebody else around who's used to putting the ball in the net?
Yeah, listen, obviously you can see that Stephen's got no problem bringing through the younger lads. He's obviously been in around the 21 squad. So, yeah, I don't see the problem. But, you know, I think if you do that, obviously, you've got lads that are in the squad that are, you know, playing at championship level, that have been scoring goals, Sean Maguire, James Collins. I think if someone was going to play, I think they'd probably be the next name forward. But listen, I think we do have some great young lads coming through, and that is a real positive sign. It does feel like that position, especially after losing David McGoldrick, is sort of there for the taking. It's just about who can step up and hopefully get us the goals that we need.
Can I ask generally what you think of there's a school of thought at the moment that is becoming frustrated at the what's happening with the results and where we are versus, you know, the teams around us are beating us at quite a bit at the moment. Would you ask for the patience of the fans in giving Kenny time to evolve what's happening here? Do you see enough in terms of the style of play to suggest that there is a brighter time ahead and it's coming fairly soon?
Yeah, you'd hope so. I think when Stephen came in, everyone knew his philosophy. Everyone was excited about his philosophy. You know, it's been a real strange and difficult start for him, because the games have come so thick and fast, and it's a strange season in itself, and how late the season has started, how quick the games are coming between each other. And there's only a 2 or 3 day turnaround, and I know that's the same for everyone, but, you know, he's a manager who's coming in, he's trying to stamp his authority on the team. And I think the most important thing is there's been a lot of positives as well in the games. We are, you know, in a transition period of trying to change the way we play and the way we approach games. So I think after 3 months the way it's gone, you'd be disappointed not to get a win. But you've got to give them time. You've got to see how we fare in the qualifying campaign. You know, it's still a little bit early to say where it's not worked or it has worked, because, you know, you look at other countries. You know, I spoke to a friend of mine last night about Northern Ireland and the way they play, and how you know, they sort of came from where they were to where they are now as a team. You know, and it took Michael O'Neill a bit of time to get his philosophy across, to get them playing in the formation he wanted. So I do feel there is brighter days down the line. It's just going to take that little bit of time. And I think if you look back at the games, especially, you know, even the first game in Slovakia, if a couple of them chances go in, or, you know, certain chances that we've had have gone in, everyone's looking with different perspectives. And, you know, I suppose in this game, as everyone knows, the results, it's a results-based business. They speak for themselves. And it's unfortunate the lads haven't got that result yet for Stephen, but, you know, I'm sure they'll get it Wednesday, and hopefully after that we can kick off from there.
Stephen, watching some of the post-match interviews, the players looked a little bit shattered, looked as though their confidence was a little bit zonked, and maybe a bit shell-shocked that this hasn't gone in any way according to plan. The lack of goals, I think it's a record-breaking run in terms of the lack of goals, and just the way the results have gone under Stephen Kenny. He remained quite defiant, said, I am going to be a success. I've no doubt that this is going to be a success. How difficult is it within the camp when you're on a run like this, when things aren't going well, when the pressure is really mounting, to somehow stay positive when you've only got a couple of games to turn it round? What can you do within the camp to make sure that when the players go on the pitch on Wednesday night for still a very important game, that they're going out there with a bit of belief in them?
Listen, it's going to be difficult because I think if you look back at the games that we have been beaten, and, you know, probably look at the England game where, listen, that was a tough game and the performance probably wasn't where I would want it to be. But in most of the other games, I don't think Stephen would have been going in, you know, and you can see that in his press conferences. It's not like we've been turned over and played poorly. We've done well in many parts of the game. So that's a difficult thing. They probably yesterday didn't get the reward for, especially how they sort of approached the game in the first half. I thought, you know, especially in the first half, it didn't look like they were coming off the back of a heavy defeat at Wembley. So the most important thing they can do around the place is remain positive. You know, there's good lads in the squad that will keep the lads G'd up. You know, believe in what the manager's doing. And like I said, I think, you know, that they'll want to win. That they'll be desperate to win. It'll be hurting the lads. And listen, they'll come out on Wednesday. I'm sure they'll be, you know, maybe not as confident as always, but they'll be believing that they can win the game.
All right. Stephen, we've got to leave it there. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Cheers, guys.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show, is live from 7:30 every morning. Listen on the OTB Sports app or ask Alexa, Siri or Google to play OTB Sports Radio to start your day with the latest sports news and reaction. Subscribe by searching OTB AM on your podcast app.